Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is really my earnestly contending letter for June 2025. And this earnestly contending letter is titled, Faith Walks with God. The Reformers were known to say, we are saved by faith alone, but the faith that saves does not remain alone. A true saving faith walks with God in the sense that it follows God in fellowship with Him. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. A true saving faith alters the course, the walk of one's life. The entire trajectory of our life is affected. Genesis 5:22-24 reads, after he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Something happened at the birth of Methuselah that resulted in the conversion of Enoch, who thereafter walked with God. His life was forever changed. Hebrews 11:5 says that by faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He pleased God and that he walked with God. Jude 14 and 15 reads this way. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Enoch was a preacher who prophesied of the coming judgment on the ungodly. His walk with God was in stark contrast to the ungodly that he called out in his preaching. Whatever happened to Enoch, it is clear that he did not die a normal death. God removed him because of his faith that pleased God. And Genesis 5 is very clear that what pleased God was his walk of faith. A person's walk, that is their practice, is telling on where they're at with God. Enoch's kind of faith does not draw back, but perseveres in walking with God. This is the kind of faith that pleases God. Having given the example of Enoch as having a faith that pleased God, the writer of Hebrews then interjects this abiding truism, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. This connects back to what has just been said about Enoch. That's the whole context. The first thing one ever does to please God is to have the kind of faith demonstrated in Enoch. This kind of faith believes in God for who he has revealed himself to be in the person of his Son. Furthermore, this kind of faith believes God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. This kind of faith believes that the pursuit of God will be worth it all. To diligently seek God is to walk with God like Enoch did. It means to earnestly follow after God in communion and fellowship with him. This is the mark of true faith as exemplified in Enoch. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:3. Jeremiah 29:13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Thought, a faith that pleases God is a faith that walks with God. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald earnestly contending.